Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We know that Rashi tells us in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, the reason why we have four kosos of yayin at the Seder is connected the Arba Lashono Shagula, the four languages of Geula brought down in the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, where the Pasuk says, Votseisi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti, Velokachti. So connected the four Lashono Shagula, we have four kosos of yayin. The Maral says an amazing pshat on the Dal Kosos. He says that really when we came out of Mitzrayim, there were two aspects to Yetzias Mitzrayim. One was the physical Geula, and one was the spiritual Geula. He says if you look at the four Lashonos, the first one says, V'hotzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. I will take you out from under the sivlos Mitzrayim, the torture of Mitzrayim, clearly referring to a going out from the physical torture that was going on in Mitzrayim. Then it says, V'hitzalti eschem me'avodasam, I will save you from the work. So again, having to do with the physical labor. And then it says, V'ga'alti eschem b'zroa netuya, and I will take you out with an outstretched arm. It's talking about actually going out of Mitzrayim. So says the Maral, the first three Lashonos of Geula, V'otzeisi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, are all clearly referring to the physical redemption from Mitzrayim. But the fourth Lashon of Geula, which says, V'lokachti eschem li la'om, that I will take you as my nation, the Mefarshim explain over there, as the Sforno says, B'may med har Sinai, that's referring to when we got the Torah by Har Sinai. The Eben Ezra says as well, V'lokalti means kasher tekablos atorah Har Sinai. That's clearly a reference to the spiritual redemption that we had from Mitzrayim, that we became Avdei Hashem. Says the Maral, the Mishnah tells us at the end of Arvei Pesachim that although one is allowed to drink extra wine between coast number one and coast number two, and between coast number two and coast number three, the Mishnah says you cannot drink any extra wine between coast three and coast four. Now there are halachic reasons brought down. We don't want a person to get drunk before he reads Hallel. We don't want it to look like he's being Mosef ala Kosos, but Afka after the Suda. So there are halachic reasons. But the Maral says a beautiful machshava, the in Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be Makabal the Torah. That was the Iker point of going out of Mitzrayim, was to become Avdei Hashem. Since the first three Lashonos refer to the physical redemption, and the fourth one refers to the Kabbalah HaTorah, we don't want to have any separation. We don't want to show that going out physically had an ends on its own. And therefore, if you're going to have any separation of drinking Yayin between coast number three and coast number four, it's going to show a Hefsik. It's going to make it seem like there were two different points. One was the physical redemption, one was a spiritual redemption. The truth is, if we would not have become the Avdei Hashem, if we would not have gotten the Torah, so then just going out of Mitzrayim on its own would do nothing for us. Therefore, Zok de Marel al Pim al Shava, you can't drink between coast three and coast number four to show this idea that there can't be any separation between the Vhotesi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, which is the physical redemption, towards the Volokachti, which is a spiritual redemption. You can't drink in between to show that the physical redemption was only there so that we can become Avdei Hashem. Our tachlis is not become free and do whatever we want. Our tachlis is to serve Hashem the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and therefore we have to be Mekayim Votseisi V'Yitzalti V'Ga'alti and go right into Lokachti without having any hefsek. That is the beautiful pshat of the Maral. Along the same lines, we know that there is a minhag to eat an egg at the Seder, and there are various reasons brought down for eating the egg at the Seder. The Ramah says the reason why we have an egg, he brings a shita that says, because it's Zecher L'Avelus, and the Ramah explains that the night of the week that the first Seder takes place is always the night that Tisha B'Av is going to be. So this year, if the Seder is going to be Monday night, it means this summer Tisha B'Av is going to be Monday night, and therefore we're merames that by eating an egg, which is round, which represents Avelus. That's pshat number one. There are a lot of pshatim. I'd just like to share two other pshatim, one that will connect to the beautiful Maral that we just spoke about. Another pshat I saw brought down from Meir Shapiro is any food item that is cooked always goes from hard to soft. Think about taking a carrot or a potato. They start off very hard. You cook it in water, and as it cooks, it gets softer. Take a piece of meat. It's rough. It's hard. As you cook it, it gets softer. The only food that when you cook it, it goes from soft to hard is the egg. An egg is very soft. It's liquid. And when you boil it in water, you get yourself a hard-boiled egg, it goes from soft to hard. So Meir Shapiro says that that's why Klal Yisrael is nimshel to the egg when they were being tortured in Mitzrayim. They were being boiled in Mitzrayim, they got harder, they got stronger, they got closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem brought them closer to Him. They were refined through the torture in Mitzrayim, just like the egg, that it goes from soft to hard. So too Klal Yisrael was hardened and was strengthened by going through the boiling water, the torture of Mitzrayim. But the answer that I really would like to share is the pshat of the Ishbitzer in the Haggadah Mei Shiluach. He says a beautiful pshat. Says the Ishbitzer, every leida that we have in this world is always one step. Think about an isha that gives birth to a baby. So the baby goes from inside the mother, and now the baby comes out, and the baby is ready to go. The only exception to this is a beitza. When an egg is laid, so the egg comes out of the chicken, and then the egg is there, and then the chick comes out of the egg. So it's a two-step process of a leida. Says the Ishbitzer, the reason why we eat an egg at the Seder is to be merames this idea that when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, it was a two-step process. First, the egg came out of the chicken, and then the chick comes out of the egg. So to Klal Yisrael, they had two steps in their geula. The first step was the physical redemption, like we discussed before, v'hotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, that was physically stopping the torture, stopping the work, and physically going out of Mitzrayim. And then step number two was, v'lakati eschem li la'om, is when we became Hashem's nation by Kabbalah Satorah. So says the Ishbitzer, that's why we eat an egg at the Seder, to represent these two steps in the geula, that there was first geulas haguf, which led to the geulas hanefesh, and as we discussed before, obviously the ikur was the geulas hanefesh. The whole point of the geulas haguf was only to get to become the avdei Hashem, to be mekabel Torah, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishlo bizocha to take this lesson from the Seder this year and realize that not only are we celebrating that we weren't anymore the avodim of Paro, but more importantly that we became avdei Hashem, that Hashem gave us the Torah, and that we have the schus to be able to serve HaKadosh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.